Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses and to the Israelite people, He gave them sufficient evidence to convince them of the authenticity of the message. God spoke to all of the assembly with a great voice in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of thick darkness. He wrote the Ten Commandments on two tables of stone and delivered them to Moses. Deuteronomy 5:22. The magnificence of God's presence frightened the Israelites. Modern charismatics claim constant supernatural contact with the Almighty. They want others to believe that they receive miraculous communication from God virtually every day. But they speak of the so-called visions and dreams from God as if they were everyday, ordinary occurrences. If they experience any awe as God speaks directly to them, they seem not to convey that to their audiences. In fact, they sometimes laugh inappropriately when they speak of such revelations. God revealed Himself to the Israelites in spectacular ways. And it came to pass, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of the tribes, and your elders, and you said, Behold, the Lord our God has shown us His glory and His greatness. And we have heard the voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God talks to man, and yet man lives. Deuteronomy 5:23-25. As I read these words from Deuteronomy, some questions come to my mind. After hearing the voice of God and seeing His glory and greatness, how could the Israelites ever become unfaithful by worshiping idols? How could they turn from the life of holiness the living God demanded and engage in some of the most abominable practices known to man? Do you remember that some of the Israelites actually burned their children as sacrifices to pagan gods? Ahaz, king of Judah, burned incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire after the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. He sacrificed also and burned incense in the high places and on the high hills and under every green tree. 2 Chronicles 28:3-4. I am aware that it had been several hundred years between the giving of the law on Mount Sinai and the reign of Ahaz. But the people of God had prophets who reminded them of God's graciousness in giving the law and in guiding them through the wilderness and into the land of Canaan. There was never any excuse for the evil behavior of any of the Israelites, kings or otherwise. They had to know, if they really wanted to, what God had done for them throughout history. Yet in thousands of cases, they neglected God's law and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, to use Paul's language, Romans 1:24. The Jews recognized the precariousness of their situation. They said, We have seen this day that God talks with man, and he, that is man, lives. To hear God actually speak, and to see His magnificence, led the Israelites to ask Moses, Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire shall consume us. If we hear the voice of our God any more, then we shall die. Deuteronomy 5:25. What the Jews had experienced in the presence of God reminded them of God's greatness and of their humanity. They were afraid if they heard God's voice again and saw the fire, they would be consumed. They said to Moses, For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Deuteronomy 5:26. The truth is, only the God of the Israelites was the living God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.